Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
It's so interesting how if you're in a different city and if you immerse yourself in it, maybe going to local restaurants, checking out some local cultural things, maybe going to museums, galleries, if that's your thing, there's so much that you can learn in a short time. And I've been asked a couple of times over the years this really interesting question about what makes a person fascinating? What makes a person someone's attracted to? What is real charisma? What makes a person interesting? And I think if I had to simplify it, it's simply that. Being curious about things, being curious about the world, opening up your mind, knowing about a few different things. A friend of mine was going out with this guy for a long, long time, and he had a great job. He worked really hard, but all he wanted to do after work, and look, I get it, we're tired sometimes. All he wanted to do was play video games. He didn't want to travel. He didn't want to really go out and do new things. He didn't want to explore even their city at the weekend. He didn't want to read. He didn't even want to check out cool documentaries that she was enjoying. He just worked and then got on his, I think, a Nintendo. And look, every life is different. There is no judgment here. But I wonder how interesting she found him. He often didn't even enjoy talking about his work. He just wanted to blow off steam with his gaming. But I think to myself, how does a person become interesting? I think it's really simple. Read a little, check in on current affairs. Explore different things. Expand your mind a bit. I always find I love being around people who just know a little bit about a few things, right? They'll tell you about their experience in this country, or they'll tell you about a book that they've loved finishing, or they'll tell you about a new collection that a designer they're passionate about is launching, or they'll talk to you about some cool new product that they just discovered and it's really helping their lives. I can tell you this. Even if you just read up a little bit on any topic, and I mean any topic, it could be wine, it could be bumblebees, it could be World War II, it can be anything. You read up a little bit, you do a little bit of research, you go to the library, you read 3 pages about the history of worms, whatever it is, and you become interested in that topic. The way that we become interested is just knowing a little bit about a subject. It opens up our mind. Often we're curious to learn more, and so it goes. For example, one area I don't do this is with sport, right? I know nothing about it. I have no interest in it, but I bet if I sat down because I had to and someone explained to me the rules of any game, I'd probably become a little interested in it. And if someone I loved or cared about or wanted to get to know was interested in that exact thing, why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't it be something fun to share and talk and learn about? I think sometimes our minds can be really closed. We just focus on what it is we have to do to get through the day and whatever allows us to decompress in the form of maybe television, social media, perhaps it is gaming. And we miss out on a lot. We miss out on opening our minds, the novelty of new things, and perhaps meaningful, cool, fun interactions with different people. Or even with the same people going into new depths and areas with them. If you want to be interesting, be interested. Until tomorrow, my friends. So much love and ease. Hey friend, I've got something really cool for you. I want to give you free access to my signature course called Slay Your Year, which typically sells for $997. You can check it out, all the details at slayyouryear.com. All you have to do to get access is leave a review of this podcast on Apple Podcasts, take a snapshot of it, and send it to info@susie-moore.com. That's info@susie-moore.com, and we'll get you set up with access.